Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
North Carolina, like a lot of us did on a cold winter night, went to sleep a little early. I mean, actually, it started in the first half.
Yeah.
They had some sort of, like, ridiculous lead. It was like 27-6, 27-8. They were up huge. And all of a sudden, it's, wait a second, how did this get to single digits?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then they pushed it out. They led by 20 right before the end of the half. They led by 20. Like, all right, that's fine. We don't have to watch anymore. I had it on.
Yeah. Right?
And then I looked down, I'm like, what's going on here?
Yeah, what happened?
Why is this still a competitive game, at least in terms of the scoreboard? Look, the way this game was played, as long as North Carolina was awake, they were going to be fine. Unfortunately, they kind of took naps. And that's, I mean, that's fine. A nap is great for a lot of people. I personally am not a napper. It doesn't help me.
Yeah.
I don't do it.
There's a sweet spot with naps, for sure.
4 minutes.
Yeah.
If I could get, like, 90 seconds of shut-eye at a red light,
right.
That's good.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it's
that's,
good.
That's basically it. In the end, though, it was a comfortable 17-point win, but Hubert Davis was asked, like, a 20-point lead all of a sudden became 55-50. In the second half, and he was asked about it.
Well, I know how it got to 55-50. We weren't playing any defense. We were in the huddle. I told them, I said, they're shooting 90% from the field. I said, that's hard to do that by yourself in the gym, but nobody guarded you. I said, this is the reason why they're in this position, is because our lack of commitment on the defensive end. I said, if you want things to change, then we're going to have to defend. We're going to defend without fouling. We're going to have to rebound the basketball. But one of the things that I always tell the team is, you know, whether something good or bad happens, the only thing you really have control over is how you react and how you respond. And so when they cut it to 5, I loved how we reacted and how we responded. We got stops. We didn't put them on the free throw line. We rebounded the basketball. We got good shots on the offensive end, got to the free throw line, got into the penalty. And we played the type of basketball that got us the 18-point lead in the first half, and then we were able to extend the lead and come away with the win.
Yeah, it really was about Carolina's defense. I mean, Louisville shot almost 50% for the game. I mean, they made a bunch of threes. They scored 70 points. Carolina, I think, what, it held their last four opponents to under 60? And Louisville, of all teams, hit 70? So that was an atypical Carolina defensive performance. And that really was the reason for it, as you're watching it going, yeah, I mean, Carolina just kind of lost their edge. They knew they could score. They knew they could score when they wanted. But you still have to commit on the defensive end. I'm not going to read a ton into it. Let's call it a learning experience for North Carolina. This is what can happen if you lose your edge. Maybe this is a kind of a more narrowly focused big picture topic for the number one seeds in the NFL who haven't played in a couple of weeks. This is what happens when you lose your edge. All right, let's just go through some of the players. RJ Davis, 21 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, 4 of 7 on 3. Again, he and Kyle Filipowski are the only candidates right now. I don't care who you are. There are two candidates for ACC Player of the Year. It's RJ Davis and it's Kyle Filipowski. And that's it. That's it. Armando Bacot had a good game. 19 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists. We'll get to who he passed on the all-time list in a second. Jalen Withers, who came from Louisville, transferred from Louisville. 15 points, 10 rebounds, 24 minutes. Here's Davis on Withers.
No, he was just terrific tonight out in every area on both ends of the floor. I mean, it's just, you know, one of the things for Jay Witt is, you know, he brings things to our team that we just, nobody else on the team can do. He just has size and athleticism. Some of the plays that he made, we just don't have anybody else on the team that can make those type of plays. And so, you know, we needed him tonight. Louisville is, you know, they've got a big team. They're very athletic. And when we have Jay Witt out there, you know, that helps us be more athletic. And we needed it tonight.
Jalen Withers and Seth Trimble, I think, are part of Carolina's defensive identity. And it's been actually, and so is Cormac Ryan, who is a sneaky good defender, I think, at least as far as I've seen. I like what they have brought defensively to the team. Just to Armando Bacot, real quick. He passed Warren Martin for fourth all time on the North Carolina blocked shot list. And he passed Ralph Sampson of Virginia for fourth all-time in ACC history in rebounds. And Hubert Davis, I think, joking around a little bit here, not sure Armando understands the gravity of all of that.
You know, these kids, they know LeBron. You know, they know KD. They don't know Ralph Sampson, you know? And it's like, one of the classes I wish they could take is the history of the ACC and just look at, you know, just unbelievable players and coaches that have been a part of this conference. I think Armando understands the significance of what he's doing, but fully in terms of knowing the names that he's passing and how significant that is, I don't think this generation really gets it. You know, I do. Because I grew up watching Ralph Sampson and all those guys, and so it's pretty cool.
I would like to give Armando Bacot a quiz. I would like to. I will bet Armando Bacot would pass an ACC history quiz.
Yeah, well, he's real good at astrology.
He's
so there's that.
So funny. I'll never forget.
No,
but look, he's a smart guy, man. You know, it's one of my favorite things. Are for a friend of ours, former NC State legend, Julius Hodge. I remember interviewing him when he was a player, and that dude was into the history of college basketball. I'll bet Armando knows who these stars are. The Warren Martin thing, because Warren Martin was sort of, he was a very good player at UNC, but he wasn't one of their star players, like Ralph Sampson. I mean, we're talking about college basketball Hall of Famer. Like, literally one of the greatest in the history of the ACC. I think Armando probably knows who Ralph Sampson is. All right, moving on. NFL stuff. Bill Belichick is heading into his second interview with the Atlanta Falcons. All right, so when I read this, I can't decide now. What's more odd that Bill Belichick has a second interview with the Atlanta Falcons, or the fact that the reason they believe that he is attracted to Atlanta is because it seems to be the easier path to winning? I'm like, wait a second.
No.
Neither of those two things compute for me.
No.
For these reasons. The first part, why is he, like, he's interviewing a second time. What could possibly have not been discussed in the first interview that you were going to tackle in the second interview,
right?
Unless Bill said, you know, we're on to the second interview.
Yeah.
Right.
What do you have to clarify?
I don't understand.
Like,
to an extent, or did Bill ask for the second interview? Like, why the hell are you talking to Jim Harbaugh when you just talked to me?
Let me solidify this.
So I don't really understand the second interview for Bill Belichick. You either are desperately trying to hire him, or you're not.
Yeah.
You don't need a second interview. I remember. So there was that. And the other part, so he needs 15 wins, I think, to either tie or pass Don Shula. The all-time wins list among NFL head coaches. This is all regular season. It's nothing to do with the postseason. So on what earth would we assume that Bill is looking for the easier road? If Bill Belichick isn't looking to win a Super Bowl,
right,
then
What is he doing?
That he's not coaching.
Exactly.
Look, I can't for the life of me imagine Bill Belichick is coaching for 15 wins. I mean, you could be the head coach of the Panthers, coach for 4 years, and probably get to 15.
Maybe, right? Hopefully.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So the whole mission's got to be to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
What's the best opportunity to win a Super Bowl? Does Atlanta have a quarterback? No, they don't. Do they have a nice offensive line? Some pretty good weapons, right? They do, absolutely. But without a quarterback and the eighth pick, can you get into the top three to get one of the top quarterbacks? Can you trade for a quarterback who might be able to help you? I don't know the answer to that. But to be honest, I don't see the Falcons as being that great a spot.
No.
But the notion that he would take it because it's the easier place to win, like, wait a second.
Doesn't make sense.
That's not him. Anyway, this whole narrative runs, just kind of rubs me the wrong way. All right, as expected, the Dallas Cowboys staying the course, keeping Mike McCarthy as head coach. When I say as expected, somebody hit me up on Twitter yesterday. Adam, I think you were the only person who thought that Mike McCarthy wouldn't get fired. Well, thank you for saying that. I mean, I'm sure other people did. I have no idea. But all you have to do is look at history, because Jerry Jones' history, when it comes to head coaches, has been patient. He let Dave Campo, who was terrible last 3 years, Jason Garrett, who was occasionally good, but for the most part, mid, he gave him 8 full seasons.
Yeah. Us in North Carolina know impatience.
Right.
That's not impatience.
No. People have been telling Jerry Jones to fire Jason Garrett for like 6 years.
Yeah.
And he never did it. And finally, he's like, well, let's move on. And then he went and hired Mike McCarthy. And most of us went, really?
Yeah.
That's what you're doing? Anyway, McCarthy has won 12 games in each of the last 3 seasons. So there's that. But on the other hand, by the way, in 2 of those, I think he won the NFC East. On the other hand, they have not advanced past the division round and are 1-3 in the playoffs under McCarthy. Here's Adam Schefter from ESPN reacting to the news.
The more time went on, the more you thought this is possible. Like, if Jerry Jones was going to make a change, he was going to do it right away, I would think. And he didn't. He didn't do it Sunday night. He didn't do it Monday. He didn't do it Tuesday. He didn't do it today. Well, later in the day, and I think with each moment that passes, there is a situation where you have a team that obviously isn't ready to make a change. And I think they viewed it as him winning 12 games in 3 straight seasons. And even though there's only 1 playoff win to show for it, they thought, you know what? We're going to run it back, and we're going to take our chance again, roll the dice here, see if we can make it work. And that's obviously what they've decided to do here.
All right. Now, Dan Orlovsky of ESPN was asked if it was the right move.
I think it's the wrong decision by Dallas. We'll find out next January who's right. Jerry Jones said, well, Mike McCarthy's got the highest win percentage in the history of the Cowboys for a regular season. Stop right there. Don't talk to us about Super Bowls anymore then. Don't feed us this lie that there's nothing on planet Earth that you'll do more than try to win a Super Bowl. You are literally keeping a coach, and in your words, because he wins in the regular season. He doesn't win in the playoffs, certainly not with you guys. The second thing is, well, Mike McCarthy doesn't deserve the blame. Well, then who does? If you just witnessed and watched one of the worst playoff losses in the history of your organization, an absolute collapse, where does the blame fall?
I mean, some of it falls on your quarterback, but that's another conversation. I wouldn't dismiss what Mike McCarthy did during the regular season. He put them in a position to succeed in the postseason. Now, did he succeed in the postseason? No. But you have to give credit for what they did during the regular season, because that's how you get into the postseason. If you're mid in the regular season but just have this knack for winning postseason games, like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Right? You got to get in first.
Backwards.
You got to get in. So, look, I think he did a good job, and he's done a good job for 3 years. I wouldn't have hired him to begin with, and I would have fired him, but I just never thought that Jerry Jones would have. So now this is an interesting question for me, and it was posed, Chris Canty and Evan Cohen on Sportsmanlike, we're talking about it. Was this the easy or the difficult decision?
The pivot to Belichick, having a coach that over the last 3 years won 36 games, yeah, I think that is the harder of the two decisions. Staying status quo is not a hard decision for Jerry.
Oh, I think it's the exact opposite, honestly. I think that the outrage today is going to be in shock, and people cannot believe that you actually did this if you're Jerry Jones.
Okay.
I think he made the harder decision.
Staying status quo is not harder for Jerry. The hard thing for Jerry is to do it somebody else's way. That is the harder decision.
I think they're both hard. I think they're both very hard. I think doing it somebody else's way is something that's hard. And I think the idea that I would say 99% of the fan base wants McCarthy out. Would you agree?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think it's hard to go against 99% of your customers.
Evan Cohen is 100% correct. The harder decision for Jerry Jones is to keep Mike McCarthy because, again, his fans want him out. It's so easy to just play to your base. It's a no-brainer. I don't think it was the right decision. I do think it was the harder decision. Mike McCarthy, think about this. He had how long with Aaron Rodgers? Right?
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger. Because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Yeah.
He won one Super Bowl. I think he got to one Super Bowl.
He did.
Right? Just getting there once. And maybe some of that is on Rodgers, right? By the way, some of the stuff you hear out of Green Bay and why their offense has clicked this year.
Oh, yeah.
Is not flattering to Rodgers, not in a personal way, but in a way that Rodgers would freelance the offense.
Mm-hmm.
So stuff I'm reading about Jordan Love and why it's clicked with the young receivers where it didn't with Rodgers a year ago was that we know exactly what's about to happen. That Jordan doesn't go off script as much as Rodgers did. And they said like half the time, Rodgers would get to the line of scrimmage and all of a sudden we're diagramming different plays. Which, it works well when you've got veteran players who have been together for a long time and know everything. I read a piece for those people, one of Dallas's losses in the postseason, not under McCarthy, this is under Jason Garrett, was to Green Bay when Rodgers completed some crazy pass to Jared Cook, the tight end, to set up a game-winning field goal. And it was a play completely designed in the huddle by Rodgers. He basically said, you guys run there, you guys run that way. Oh, wait, you just run long, right? He was just sending people all over the place. But they all knew, they were all veteran players, so they all knew what they were supposed to do, what he was expecting. So that doesn't work when you've got younger players who are not familiar. Jordan Love and these young receivers have kind of connected because everybody knows what everybody's going to do. And this is why I think you see Matt LaFleur is so much more at ease with what he's seeing. LaFleur, like a lot of coaches today, kind of a control freak, didn't like it when his quarterback went off the reservation sometimes, which Aaron Rodgers is going to do that. All right. The other team that hasn't yet figured it out is the Philadelphia Eagles. And I will simply say that I have no clue what they're going to do. The decision-making for Nick Sirianni in the game Monday night was, I thought, curious, to say the least. But the bigger decision that he made and the damaging decision he made was to change defensive coordinators midstream. That was the damning decision that he made. So, for me, that is a fireable offense, and I won't be surprised at all if Philly moves on. But if Philly moves on, they should be on the phone with Bill Belichick yesterday, because they've got stuff in place to win. They absolutely do. All right, real quick, Hurricanes back on the practice ice today. Everybody but Pyotr Kochetkov and Frederik Andersen, of course. They've got two more home games before they head to Boston. Minnesota and Detroit are the two games. The Wild are seventh in the Central. Detroit is red hot right now. These are not going to be easy games. I think Minnesota's good. I know Detroit is good. We'll talk to John Forslund coming up in about 5 minutes or so. I have two things I think the Hurricanes need to address. I've been saying it all year. They still need another goaltender. I don't care if Frederik Andersen is coming back. I said from the beginning they should assume that he won't be. And now with the injury to Kochetkov, he wasn't on the ice today. Hopefully he won't be too much longer. But you cannot risk your season to a goaltending deficiency. Kochetkov has played well of late. Ronta has played well of late. So maybe the performance isn't the problem. The availability might be. And the other, they need a right-handed center. In the worst way, they need a right-handed center. Rod Brind'Amour would probably give his left arm for a right-handed center. Elias Lindholm sitting out there. Calgary wants to trade him. Please, let's make it happen.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.